You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. We can also be heard on the web. Just download our app or just go to WWBC and you'll find us right there and hit that little button that says Listen Now. Ellen Little is here, and as usual, we are going to have a fabulous show today.
We will, as we always do. And I'm so excited to hear about Earth Day, too. I know we're going to talk to Jenny about a lot of stuff. But
we have what we call an action-packed show.
That's right.
And for those of our listeners who tune in religiously every Monday and who also download our shows on iTunes, we do talk about things that are going on here in Brevard County, Florida, as well as around our state and around our nation. And we try to be... We try to understand that freedom of speech comes with a responsibility to always be nice, and that words do matter. So we've had so many people that send us text and a lot of emails that they love the show and they want us to continue. So for that, I want to thank our sponsors for making this possible, and also to all our guests that actually help us to sponsor their segment. What an honor and a privilege it is to be on air and be able to have a voice.
Yes.
Right,
absolutely.
And you could tell our sponsors, you know who they are.
Always do. I know, Jockhoff and Associates. We have Dixie Crossroads is a big one. Cloud9 Sleep Shop.
The Joint.
And also the
MedFest. Look at Pastor Paulo. It's okay.
Dr. Williams and crew.
That's the fun thing about being on air in an unscripted show. It comes from our heart.
It does.
But, I just wanted to say, I was talking to a couple of my friends.
And wait 1 second. Jenny and Unity are sponsoring today's show. So Jenny is another great sponsor.
Yes. Right. Well, Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I love being here with you guys. It's always so fun.
Yeah. It's like having a breakfast without having food. Technically, we're not supposed to have food. It's a studio. But, this morning, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning at the gym, and we were saying, I don't think we give enough credit to the people who came before us, our ancestors, people who founded this great country, and people who made a path for people of color, women, people from different lands that came to the United States that seek refuge and want to have a better life for themselves and their opportunities. And so I want to give a shout out to the spirit of those people who came before us.
Amen.
And we should, right?
Yeah.
Because, when you look at what's going on with the southern border, and then you look at what's going on in Brunei, we just all were in shock when we read on Facebook that if you are of the same sex and you love each other and you want to live in that land, they can now stone you to death. Now, I'm not sure if that law passed or not, but I don't know why, Ellen, but I started thinking about all the high-profile people that we know who are gay,
yeah,
like Ellen DeGeneres, yeah, and Don Lemon from CNN, and
Rachel Maddow,
and Anderson Cooper. Yeah, we would say,
please don't anybody ever stone Anderson Cooper.
Well,
he's just so cute.
He would fall down with two boulders.
Yeah, that's right.
And I thought, no, you cannot hate people for who they love. At the end of the day, whether you're Indian or white or black or Asian, or no matter where you come from, we all come to understand that the human body is just a temple to house whatever is in, right?
Right. And who cares what color skin it has?
Right. And we all have the same red blood that flows,
amen,
through us. And I thought about that this morning as I was walking at the gym, and I'm like, I just want to be remembered for trying to promote peace on earth no matter what corner of the earth people live in, and to make sure that, you know, if we see an injustice that's been committed anywhere, it's up to us to try to bring justice there. That's and right. That's almost like what Gandhi said, but I'm no Gandhi because I eat meat.
Yeah, but we
I eat meat.
Right, you're right.
I eat your face.
But we all believe that. We all believe that we have to be the change. All three of us believe that we have to be the change that we see in the world or that we want to see in the world.
Well, you know, it's like people say, well, they want to be thy brother's keeper, whether it's in Christianity or whether it's Hinduism or whether the Islamic people, whoever it is. But truthfully, if you wake up every single day and you want somebody else to have a place to live and food to eat and health care, and you want them to be able to raise their children and use their reproductive organs responsibly. Mm-hmm. We talk about this all the time. Not because you can reproduce, whether it's a melon or whether it's tomatoes or whether it's a kid, you have to think about it.
Right?
Because people are going out into this big bad world and bringing all these beautiful children into the planet. And who's going to raise them if you're not there with your own arms and legs and finances to give them guidance and mentor
and love.
Heart, yeah. You know, we had Adopt a Kid on our show recently, and the gentleman told us how many babies people want to adopt from birth. But then there's so many older ones that are left from foster home to foster home that no one seems to want those kids.
Right.
So, you know, in all seriousness, we ought to be promoting responsibility, whether it is with your reproductive rights or whether it is with a job or where you live in your community. Recently, we had all this thing about public school and charter school and vouchers for private schools, too. And I started thinking, well, if you don't like a public school, find out why. Usually, it's a community. And it's the people around the community that probably don't have jobs, don't have an access to proper health care, or maybe they don't have good car insurance. So why don't we help those people? And then we'll be inadvertently helping the schools too.
There you go.
Right?
You
it's go. Common sense.
Big picture.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like, you know, it's not everything is rosy, but I would think when you hit, like I'm 55 years old, you know right from wrong. And you know a hypocrite when you see one. And you know people that say, oh, I love everybody and I love babies and I love children. Well, if you do, you ought to be telling them the truth. Be responsible.
That's right.
Right? Yep. Don't just say, well, I'm going to help people. If even politicians or people who run big companies and stuff, we're all in this together, dude.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I had a plan for the southern border, and I was going to see if I could put it into action.
Okay.
I think everyone who has a company or a nursing facility or a hospital or a lawn care company, whatever it is you have and you can't find workers, go set up some camps down on the border and have say, you want to work in a hospital? Are you a doctor? Come, I'll sponsor you.
Okay.
You're a nurse? I'll sponsor you.
Okay.
You want to work in the hot sun 24 hours with no health care? I'll sponsor you. Whatever it is, because apparently people can't find people to work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've been telling us how many people you have been helping, and they can't find work.
Yeah.
What?
Well, there's a portion of it. I work with a lot of companies that are really, especially hospitality, that are looking for people. I mean, you drive up up and down A1A, and you can see help wanted on every restaurant, on every hotel, mm-hmm. on everywhere. But unfortunately, it's a lot of the immigrant folks that were getting the jobs at these hotels, and now they're getting other jobs, or now they're not there anymore. So it's like this big, you know, it's this big change and this big shift. But the other side of it is too, is there's a whole lot of people that aren't ready to work. You know, there's a lot of people that are broken and hurting from opioid crisis and all of the other things that are going on.
Human trafficking. We heard about that.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on that is causing this. And I just can't believe it that we've got that much more business that we're suffering that much from the workforce piece.
Yeah.
But
you know, in the healthcare industry, I have friends who work all over the United States in nursing homes and hospitals, and they don't have enough nursing assistants. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a brain scientist to give a proper bed bath.
Right.
You could speak English or French or Russian or Indian, whatever, but you could wash somebody up. We'll take you. We'll teach you how to wash, dress, and groom.
Yeah, but
I mean, come on.
They don't have the. A lot of folks aren't. They don't have the money for the certification to be able to do that.
Well, we will. We can help. That's what I'm saying. America.
That's the stuff we need to.
That's the thing
with.
Is America is so great and such a wonderful country, and we've taken in people from all over the world, mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that, you know, we've got to find a way to proper immigration, comprehensive immigration reform, because people are coming and they're applying for asylum. And if they apply for asylum and they don't meet the criteria, then you know what? Don't put people in cages. Send them back as a family.
Right.
Mommy, daddy, and child. Like my mother used to say, if you're going to eat salt and rice with your family.
That's right.
Don't separate people because it's not fair. But I think they have a right to apply, but we have a right to say, hey, you don't meet the criteria. Mm-hmm. That's it. And, you know, anyways. So yeah. Maybe they all need hypnotherapy by Jenny.
Well, I think we all need hypnotherapy by Jenny. I think we all could use a little healing.
So Jenny is here, and Jenny is successfully assisting individuals in resolving internal conflicts and making positive changes in their lives through hypnotherapy, guided meditation, pure and natural essential oils. She's using other natural and holistic techniques to achieve health and happiness. That's welcome right. to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how'd you get started into this business?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'd been an engineer for many years, and it just wasn't feeling all that fulfilling. And the more I read about and heard about people that were finding natural ways to overcome illnesses and things like that, or just treat everyday symptoms like headaches and coughs and stuff like that, I just thought, wow, that's the way to go, right? I mean, because the more toxins we expose our bodies to, the weaker they get, because they're not really made to deal with toxins and stuff like that. So it was around the same time that I found Unity, actually, that I was kind of doing this shift of what felt important to me and what was the right thing to do in my life. And it's funny, but because many times when I'm at Unity on Sundays for our services, when the talk is happening, I'm thinking, this is exactly what I do with people. You know, you can go to a talk, whether it's at a church or some inspirational, motivational speaker, and sometimes just hearing it in a large group like that and you hear the right words at the right time, that's what kicks things in for you. Other times you need more one-on-one kind of coaching or facilitating to have it sink in deep enough to make a real change. So it's just, and actually when you were talking about the immigration issue, the thing that was popping into my mind was how similar that is to climate change, right? People kind of run away from the issue of, oh, I don't know those people, or I don't feel comfortable because they don't speak my language or they don't look like me. But you can't continue to just run away from everything that feels uncomfortable, or you're not going to have anywhere left to go.
Yeah, because climate change is one of the reasons why people are fleeing, as well as violence, as well as drugs, as well as wars,
right?
Foreign policy. I mean, you have to take a look at why people flee.
Yeah. And, you know, if people wanted to treat climate change the same way as they do immigration, by just ignoring or trying to shove it away, if you think about that in terms of climate change, if people just move to like higher elevations, like, okay, well, if the ocean level rises, I'll be on top of a mountain, so I'll be fine. Well, that's all well and good until it continues to rise,
right.
And there's nowhere else for you to go.
Yeah. Now so you're at the top of a mountain. Now you're kind of stranded.
Right. Now you're just on an island.
And what happens if you get dizzy and you need an antivert? You'll need one of those people right, down right. there to bring it up for you.
That's right.
Meclizine coming right up.
Right. Good luck getting that.
So instead of just trying to avoid it or run away from the issue, the better approach really is to resolve the source of the issue, right?
Right.
That's how we have to start thinking about how we're treating
the
planet.
I love that. That is so true. The source. Go to the source of everything.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, and that's what we were talking about with forgiveness, too.
Yep.
Right.
And so we were...
A lot of that is a learned skill.
It is.
You know, it's not...
To hate is a learned skill, too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
To hate. So where exactly is Unity of Melbourne?
Unity of Melbourne is on US 1... And we kind of even have a view to the river. We're between Pineapple Avenue and US 1 down in Melbourne. It's a couple of lights north of O'Galley. So it's about a mile north of O'Galley Boulevard, just south of Lake Washington. It's in what used to be the Everest University building. And it was something else before that, and maybe something else, right. Several things. But Unity has been there now for, I think, 5 years.
Right.
So we've really made it our own now and have grown into it. We just finished a celebration garden in the back of the building that's there for celebrating people that have passed over, celebrating people that are still with us, and, you know, events and memories and things
like
that.
I love that. You know, yeah. We always have to thank the people that came before us. Like, I'm not Christian, but I love Jesus. Mm-hmm. I do, because I read about him.
Mm-hmm.
And what a wonderful concept to live like that. Yeah. And was not materialistic at all. Just gave love to everybody.
No, and he hung
and
out with...
And he gave
with,
hugs.
Right.
He did give hugs, come to think of it. He hung
out with all the people in society.
The cool people.
Well, no, not the cool people. The people in society that were, that were shunned.
That's right.
You know, the prostitutes and all the
Well, I'm thinking about the supper.
Bad.
We had that supper with all
Well,
this,
that was later.
Yeah.
You know?
That was his friends, yeah.
Those were his friends.
That's right.
So now, the Unity of Melbourne is a positive path to spiritual living. And it is a Christian denomination that teaches new thought and metaphysical interpretations of the Bible and other religious texts. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, and you moved here from Ohio in 1996. Were you doing this sort of meditation and prayer there as well, or you just found that here?
No, I was raised Catholic. So I didn't go to a Catholic school because there wasn't one in my hometown, but definitely raised Catholic. And then kind of into college years, became a little more independent.
Yeah.
You might say. And then, like I said, it was as I was starting to have all these different perspectives or shifting what I thought was important in my life that I found Unity, and it just fit right in with everything else that was shifting for me. I'd even been having discussions at lunchtime sometimes with the other engineers I worked with at Harris about quantum physics and metaphysics and stuff like that. And so I thought, once I found Unity, I thought, oh, this is like, they would love this too, because it's really, it makes so much sense. When you really think about all the different writings and all the different scriptures and things like that, if you look at the metaphysical interpretation instead of trying to take it literally, because when you go literal, there's all kinds of contradictions.
So you think.
Mm-hmm.
You use your brain that God gave you and you think.
Right.
Because you're awakened. It's like a spiritual awakening. Because you guys like Deepak Chopra, Louise Hay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like those people too, Marianne Williamson. Yeah, well, and well, it is about conscious living as well.
Right.
It really is. Like what you hear and what you see and what you interpret it to mean. It's
right.
Like now everybody's talking about vegetables, how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
Your doctor should prescribe vegetables for you instead of medication. Well, in the old days, that was always the thing.
Mm-hmm. That's
it's
what they had.
Big corporations came in and packaged everything up and that became the end of vegetables, right? But now you're seeing what's happening. So you all are really going deep into what happened before we came on Earth. It's kind of
I don't know if we're going prior to us being on Earth.
Because Deepak Chopra, when he talks about the sage and what happened in India and how people healed a body, these were things that were handed down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that happened today.
You
know, meditation and yoga and how you can... eat from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were doing these things way before we came along, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Like, so what are some of the things that people are coming to you for? Is it
hypnotherapy?
For hypnotherapy. Right, that's what we're kind of sticking on the hypnotherapy part for right now.
Well, sure.
Unity is part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it all kind of ties together. There's a lot of similar concepts there, similar threads. But yeah, when they come to me specifically for hypnotherapy, probably the most common thing I've had this year is to stop smoking. Hmm. And I used to kind of expect that to just be like beginning of the year.
Right.
Everybody's done their New Year's resolutions. They come in to try to quit smoking. But really it's spread throughout the year. And I shouldn't even say just this year. It's been over the last year, I would say. Stop smoking has been the top reason that people have come in. And I've had a lot of success with those people. So, and sometimes they'll come back afterwards and want to work on something else when they're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Right.
Now let's work on this other thing.
Right.
Let me give you something a little harder.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, hypnotherapy, you can help eating behaviors and weight loss, but you can also help stress reduction.
Yes.
How can you help? I mean, this whole world, people, moms and dads and coworkers and people on the road with rage, political families can't even agree on subjects anymore.
Yeah.
How do we reduce the stress?
Yeah. Well, usually what we're doing with hypnotherapy, there's a couple of different protocols that are pretty key to work together and help with that and any other issue really. But part of what we do is we start to reprogram the response that we have. So a stress response, you know, if we get angry about something right away, like that's our knee-jerk reaction, we're not consciously thinking about getting angry. It just happens. And that means it's in the subconscious. That's where it's taking place. So hypnotherapy is all about accessing the subconscious and kind of manipulating
it a little bit.
Yeah.
I can see your hands manipulating.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, show up on radio very well. Yeah. But.
She's doing her hand like this, my dear listeners. So yeah.
And that's helpful.
That's kind of ringing.
But you should be Facebook Living this so they know what you're talking about.
She's actually right because, you know, the other day I just wanted a bowl of cereal. I just felt like having a bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. And then I said, fine, I'll just go upstairs. And so then maybe 2 minutes later, my husband said, do you still want a bowl of cereal? And I said, no. He said, it's mind over matter. Mm-hmm. He said, your mind just told you you don't need it. Mm-hmm. And he says, are you still hungry? And I said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. So what happened there? I mean, was my mind just helping out?
Well, it was some kind of trigger probably that came up.
Yeah, the trigger was I saw the box.
There you go, yeah.
Delicious Wheaties.
If you can distract the subconscious long enough after that trigger occurs, then it's no longer going to respond in that knee-jerk kind of way. It can be a more thoughtful response, more thought out and what you want, the way you want it to respond. So that's what, in that suggestion therapy type of protocol that I do for people, we work together. I work with the client to come up with custom suggestions because it needs to make sense for them. It's not about me telling them this is how you ought to behave.
Right.
It's how do you want to behave differently? So if it's a stress response and people, like if it's a road rage thing, oh my gosh, every time I get in the car, my blood pressure goes up and stuff like that. Well, then we'll do a suggestion that'll talk about, you know, as I enter the car or as I sit in my car, I'm so happy that I'm feeling calm and relaxed and knowing that I'll be home soon or something like that, you know. And it just, as that gets repeated in the mind, the subconscious gets convinced that that's how it's supposed to behave. That's how it's supposed to react.
I love you. I swear I could have you on this show all the time. Because, you know, what she's describing is what we feel when we immigrate to the United States. We have beautiful roads. Mm-hmm. We have a 911 system. Mm-hmm. We have schools for our children.
Yeah.
We have grocery stores that you could walk into that are air-conditioned. We have hospitals. I mean, in most countries, these are things that are luxury items, to be quite honest with you. Mm-hmm. You're driving on a road and boom, there's a pothole. You destroy your car.
Well, that's in Palm Bay.
Then Palm Bay, come on. Now, even Palm Bay is not as bad. But my thing is, this is why we appreciate everything. Mm-hmm. That's why people appreciate what we have in this country, because it's so great, you know. So it's just waking up every day, you're like on a high because you're here, right?
In fact, when I write suggestions with people, I always reserve like the first suggestion and the last suggestion. The first one is always, I wake up every morning feeling alive and energetic or whatever it is they need. But usually it's alive because that's a good thing to wake up doing. And then we throw in some other words that mean something to them. And then I reserve the last one to have gratitude in there. So each night I go to bed feeling relaxed, peaceful, and grateful for the progress I'm making, or grateful for my accomplishments, or
so you teach people
something like that.
To just appreciate everything, not just the human mind and spiritual connection, but the universe as well. Mm-hmm. So we want to tell our listeners, we're speaking with Jenny Battig. She moved from Melbourne to Melbourne from Ohio in the fall of 1996. She worked as an engineer for GE and Harris. But for the last 5 years, she's been operating her own business called Epic Renewal Concepts, where she does hypnotherapy by Jenny. And she's also a certified interpersonal hypnotherapist, a speaker, and a coach. Mm-hmm. And Ellen and I know why we like her on this show. We think alike.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
It's beautiful to have someone right here in Melbourne, Florida, that actually thinks like this. And I know I've said if ever we do a ladies' luncheon, she would be our first speaker.
Yes.
Remember that thing you talked to us about and we loved it from the heart?
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
Heart math. Yeah, those are some easy techniques.
I know you came with another one, PICC. So tell us about heart math, and then I want you to talk to us about this PICC, external peace, internal calm.
Oh, EPIC, yeah. Yeah, EPIC, that's just an acronym that I came up with because I felt like it represented, I mean, EPIC changes can happen when you tap into the subconscious. So EPIC's a good word to begin with. And external peace, internal calm is kind of how that plays out in the subconscious. If you can create that external peace, meaning you're at peace with everything around you, and then an internal calm as we go into the subconscious with hypnotherapy, then how much better can it get than that?
So why, my question would be to you is, why aren't we doing this in the schools? Like in Japan, they do this.
Mm-hmm.
In other countries, they have classes for children as early as 5 years of age,
mm-hmm.
To learn how to control their inner peace, how not to get angry. Mm-hmm. My mother always, think before you speak,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. So how come we're not doing this in Brevard Public Schools or anywhere else?
It's a great question. And I think it's starting to come in, probably not just with Brevard, but I know when the previous superintendent was here, Dr.
Blackburn,
he was starting to kind of put feelers out to get some social-emotional learning into the school system. And I think they're kind of trying out little programs. I believe there's some mindfulness work that's going on in certain schools. And I've certainly seen several articles shared on Facebook and things like that that talk about meditation and mindfulness. And they don't talk about heart math as much because it's not as well known. Everybody knows about meditation. But that's another tool that kids can be taught to help kind of control their emotions or know how to deal with their emotions. And I agree that it should be something that we learn as kids.
Well, we all talk about having a kinder, gentler nation and a world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way to that is not through weapons of war or people promoting unnecessary wars that damage our planet, because then you have to rebuild it. And somebody's going to get a contract for that. But the thing is, if you teach five-year-olds how to be peaceful, then they won't fight at school.
Right.
Then they'll go home peaceful. Then you set an example, because the mother and the father may not have had this education or this experience, but they would get it from their children, right? So I would hope that if we have any friends who are teachers and are listening, that they would, this would be something they would do. The other thing hypnotherapy helps with is sports performance and enhancement. That's another thing where people get so competitive about that. How do you help people with that?
Well, that can help with focus. It can help with them, you know, believing in themselves and visualizing what it is that they need to do in a, like a game situation or a competition format. So it's really about, it's a lot about the imagery of what they're expecting to happen and convincing the subconscious that that's how it's going to happen, that that's possible, that that's how it's going to play out. Because the subconscious tends to draw us towards what it sees. Even if you decide you want to try to pay attention more to, like when you start to look for a car, you know, and you're going, oh, this is the car I think I want. And then you start to see more of them on the roads, right? Because you're more focused on that.
Right.
So you notice them more often. So it can be used to help enhance sports performance and things like that by using imagery, guided imagery, to walk athletes through their performance and to see themselves. I mean, you know, Olympic athletes do this all the time. My cousin almost went to the Olympics a couple years ago. He's worked with a sports psychologist that got him doing that kind of imagery. So it can be very helpful in them seeing themselves succeed. And then that's what just pulls them towards that success.
Right. Well, just the opposite, I mean, would certainly play true, right? If you doubt yourself that you can't do something, you know, that's where that comes in.
I think I can. Well, you know, you remind me a lot of even my parents, because growing up, we were always questioning why they wanted us to go to Hindu prayers. Or, you know, we went to Christian prayers and people would have the Bible or they would have the Ramayana or whatever. But my mother would say, when you're with people who are praying, then you will pray. When you're with people who are not eating meat, then you won't eat meat. So you are by association who you are, because you see these things.
Right.
Or, you know, oftentimes people go to a wedding, but they don't want to go for the ceremony to see the pastor or the preacher or the saying the vows, but they'll go in time to eat at the reception and dance and get drunk.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's something about actually showing up in the church and listening to people's vows, because you renew yours as well. Am I correct? Right?
Yeah.
Because so many people would say, well, I won't have time to be there for the actual ceremony, but I'm coming for the reception so I could drink and dance and have a good time, which we have a wedding coming up and that's going to be happening too. But so also now, one of the main things that hypnotherapy helps with is to eliminate chronic pain and other concerns. And how can it help with that?
Well, and so that's an imagery thing again, right? So part of it is, pain is an electrical signal to our brain that something's wrong somewhere. Once we're aware that it's wrong, and if we're trying to work on it, we're doing something about it, we can try to reduce that signal. It doesn't have to be so loud anymore. So it's a matter of using some kind of imagery that our mind's already used to that will shift from one thing to the other. So something that's more intense to something that's less intense. Or even with color, you can use, if you want to go from red to blue, you go red, and then as you add more blue, it goes kind of purplish. And then more blue makes it less purple and more blue. And so our minds kind of understand that transition. You can use that imagery and assign the pain to one side of it, like the red, and assign comfort to the blue and allow your mind to follow that same transition to feel better, to reduce the intensity of the pain.
Right, and I know all listeners who are tuning in, we're just talking with Jenny Batic, and she's talking with us here on our show, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Gosh, I almost forget my name of the show because I'm hypnotized myself. Yeah. Hypnotherapy by Jenny offers services to help people resolve internal conflicts and make amazing positive changes in their lives through hypnotherapy and related natural holistic techniques. And so how does somebody get a hold of you if they want to come in and talk to you?
Yeah, well, they can schedule a phone consult because that's usually the best way to get their questions answered so that they know what they're looking forward to and how it works and everything, how to schedule it. They can go to my website, hypnotherapybyjenny.com, and you can actually schedule a phone consult right from the website. They can also call me at 321-345-8971, or they can email me at jenny@epicrenewal.com.
You know, she just reminded me, I saw a movie, a Hindi film in Trinidad a few years ago with my sister, most gorgeous actor, Aamir Khan. And it was about a fellow who came from space, out of space, and ended up on Earth. And he couldn't understand why human beings fight so much. Mm-hmm. He couldn't understand how he was transplanted from one war zone to the other, from India to Pakistan to different areas. And so once he finally figured out that humans are killing each other, he decided he didn't want to be on this earth. He wanted to go back up to where he was from. Mm-hmm. But of course, he falls in love with a beautiful girl and they dance and sing their way and everything. But what he did was he went on stage and he put on a little hat as though he was a Muslim. Then he took it off. Then he put on another one like he was a Christian. Then he put on another one like he was a different religion. And he kept going and he went through all the religions and through imagery. Mm-hmm. The audience saw the same man, but he was judged differently based on the clothing. Mm-hmm. And then he had the beautiful girl come up with the sari, and she put on a hijab, and then she put on the sari, and then she put on a scarf. And it was so powerful. Mm-hmm. It was called Pai. And up to today, I remember that movie because that one scene with the clothing, and he just kept pulling the clothing out of a trunk. And of course, me being nosy, I'm like, well, where did he get all those clothes from? He just came from outer space. You know, my sister said, only you would come here and want to know where he got the clothes from. But I was thinking, but the idea was that through imagery, mm-hmm. he was changing man's imagination that you're the same person, but you're just wearing something different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of like what you're saying. And we were hypnotized, come to think of it, because up to today, I'm still thinking about that movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to take a quick break, right? We'll listen to a couple of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with Jenny Batic as we talk about Earth Day and some more things about how to heal from hypnotherapy.
Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Sita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love, from Ashley, Serta, Coaster, Enso, and more. Brand new, warranties as well, and delivery and haulaway available at a fraction of the cost of most stores and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud 9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low cost sandwiches and baskets to high end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000, 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Choctaw Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County. Contact Choctaw Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Choctaw Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Choctaw Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here on WWBC AM 1510, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. Well, you know, because people call me Sita, so it sounds like S-E-E-D-A, but it's actually Sita. And Jenny Badig, they say Badig, but it's actually Batig, B-A-T-T-I-G, right?
Yeah,
that T.
We'll accept it either way.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, what happens to that T, Ellen, even in pizza?
I know. We had this discussion earlier. Right. I don't know if the listeners are ready for this.
Well, because like in Trinidad, Sita is actually a gift that you give to the priest when you have a prayer. You're supposed to make a Sita. And in that Sita, you have, well, you know, my mother wasn't very wealthy, so she would always put two potatoes, an onion, a little bit of rice. And they wrap it in this little bag and they give it, you know, like a gift. Mm-hmm. We didn't have gift wrap, so she wrapped it in some burlap sack or something. But nowadays, the priests got a little bit greedy. So they get a 5 pound of flour, they get onions, they get garlic, they get potatoes. It's supposed to be for him to live, right?
Right.
So now the priest turn around and sells it. So they get so much, because if you do 5 or 10 prayers a day, think about how much onion, tomato, and clothing. They give them shirts and ties and things like that. So some of them have a little store at their home where they give away to the poor, or they cook it and feed people. So Sita actually means that.
Oh,
a gift.
Nice.
Am I a gift?
You are a gift.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, so you have a gift of bringing people together with Jenny Badig.
Yes.
At the Unity of Melbourne.
That's right.
And I know Ellen is always interested in playing music, so maybe this is something you might be up your alley.
We've talked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we want to talk a little bit about Earth Day and why Jenny Batty got involved in Earth Day at Universal Healthcare. Unity of Melbourne.
Yeah. That, different job.
Different job. Exactly. Although she probably will promote that as well. What made you decide to do Earth Day, the event? What is your mission?
Well, it really is. It does kind of hold true to the mission we have at Unity, which is to inspire spiritual growth through conscious living. So we feel like, you know, Earth Day is a way to help spread information or educate people about how to live more consciously on the planet. Kind of like what we were talking about at the beginning of the show with climate change and things like that. If we're more consciously, you know, making decisions about how we're using materials from the earth and how we're treating the earth, our rivers, our lagoons, our oceans, then that's going to allow all of us to, you know, continue to thrive on our own and become better and bigger and things like that. So it really does fit into Unity's mission and vision. So it just seemed like the right thing to do to have that be one of our marquee public events every year. And this is our third year doing it. So each year it's growing a little bit. We're getting feedback from people. We're making changes to try to accommodate the feedback that we get and try to make it better every year. This year, we're actually going to have most of the vendors in our sanctuary, which is the largest building or our largest room
because
in the building.
Because people told you they were hot.
Well,
probably.
People were, last year we had them in different classrooms on the other end of the building, and people weren't aware how many classrooms had vendors in them. So some of the vendors, not many people saw them. So I thought, well, let's give them a bigger space so it's more obvious. You know, you walk through the whole sanctuary and there's vendors everywhere. And we'll have some in the hospitality area, which is also where we'll have some food being served. And we'll have some out front of the building as well. So as people drive by on US 1, they can see that there's an event going on and get excited about coming in to check it out.
Right. Well, it's all about an education and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make people aware of what little
right.
changes we can make to make the earth a better place to
right.
live.
Right. Exactly. Sometimes that's
it.
In the products that we use. Sometimes it's the services that we use. There's all kinds of things that we're going to have there. And we're going to have presentations from several of the local organizations that are environmentally conscious and things like that. We're going to have Turtle Coast Sierra Club is going to be there speaking. We're going to have Citizens for the Lagoon, Recycle Brevard, the Sea Turtle Preservation Society, and the Marine Resources Council. All those groups are going to be there to do talks to help educate people on what they can do, how what they're doing is affecting the environment and stuff like that.
And keep in mind, too, I know when I went last year and the year mm-hmm. before, mm-hmm. it was there was always one thing that I took away mm-hmm. from there. And you don't ever think about that one little thing, how big of a difference it is.
Right.
But then you listen to the speakers and they tell you, just by one person reducing this one thing
yep.
once a week type of thing, and mm-hmm. how much that adds up over, you know, not just a county, but if your neighbors are also doing it, if you have like a little club, if you will, mm-hmm.
well,
that everybody's
habit.
Doing the things.
Everything is habit.
Yeah, like what Jenny has. Jenny has a refillable bottle of water instead yep. of buying, you know, the
she's
just
related
those
to my
things.
Husband. That's what he does.
Well, and oh you have God. Rain buckets, a rain barrel.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. so you have those, and I mean, just those little things that all of a sudden now become habit are so important for people to understand that it's those one little, it's one little change, mm-hmm. and it's not something that has to be drastic. It can be
right.
something yep. nice. You might enjoy a eco-friendly lawn.
Right. Right.
You know, where it's less work and yep. less. You know, so that you spend more time with your family. There's actually a Earth Evening, I believe it's that same Saturday night,
okay.
that they're asking everybody to turn off their electronics and turn yeah. off their lights.
Yeah.
And,
for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, and for an hour. So from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, light candles, enjoy time with your family, turn off the what my mom used to call the boob tube, you know,
right.
And really just and turn off your phones and just spend an hour with the people that you love.
Get
and
to know nature, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
or read a book.
So how many people are we expecting at the event?
Well, we had 200 our first year, right around 200, and we feel like we had more last year, and I'm expecting 500 or so people showing up this year. We moved it to a week before Earth Day just because Earth Day weekend is the same weekend as Easter, so
yeah.
we didn't want that to conflict with
the
people's
clash.
Family
yeah.
Organizations and stuff like that.
And so this is your third year.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know when you started? Because you started with Jane way
mm-hmm.
back then,
that's
right?
Yep.
Mary Jane, was it?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you all know that it would become such a huge event? I mean, because everyone all over the world is talking about saving our planet.
Yeah. Well, we were hopeful because we knew that it was important. And we felt like, you know, if we brought the right people together and did it in that sense of trying to be helpful and informative for everyone. It's not about trying to convince people of believing a certain way or behaving a certain way. They can choose which things they take away from it. Like Ellen said, she took something away from it last year, something different the first year. So it's not like everything has to come at them like through a fire hose and they have to change everything they do all at once. But if everybody's making, you know, just a couple of little changes every year when they come and learn something different, we have different vendors each year. We have some that have been with us all 3 years, but there's always ones that kind of come and go, and we get to learn something different. I learn something different every year as I'm walking around looking at the vendors.
Well, even here, I noticed they turn the lights off when they're not using certain part of the building, which mm-hmm. is really
they're
good.
They're all in motion
sensors. Yeah, I think it's wonderful.
It is.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is what I liked about Earth Day, I was able to attend about years, mm-hmm. not the entire event, but I did come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I noticed that you had a lot of events to keep the kids busy.
Yeah.
So what do you have this year for the kids?
Well, we have some arts and crafts that are going to be going on. I don't know specifically what they're going to be doing, but we'll have a whole room set up that the kids can go hang out with and do. It'll be environmentally friendly or
occupied.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. Well, you know, Ellen, I always go back to the way we were raised as well.
Mm-hmm.
We used a clothesline. We recycled
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm.
We had rain barrels.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, whatever she cooked rice in, she would drain that and give it to us to drink so mm-hmm. we could be nourished. And then, of course, we grew up and everybody wanted to come to America where we could buy clothes off the rack and we can have a dishwasher and a washing machine and we can have beautiful wrappers for fruits and go to grow. And now it's like everybody's going back. What happened? What caused this shift to where we're going back a little bit to how we, our grandfathers, grandmothers, and parents were raised?
Well, I think it's what we're noticing with the changes in the environment. You know, it's starting to come up that you know, the lagoon is not as healthy as it needs to be. For example, you know, locally around here, that's probably the biggest
impact. Report card was not good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're realizing, we have to kind of reverse engineer what has made the lagoon not so good. And so therefore, what do we need to start doing to help support its health going forward? And it's interesting because we just had the city of Melbourne talk to us at Unity about purchasing a portion of our land because there's a little creek that runs just to the south of Unity. And they're going to put a baffle box in that creek so that it's going to filter out a lot, like thousands of tons of nitrogen and phosphorus before it gets into the lagoon. So that's going to be a huge thing. And we were so excited that we had that ability to allow them to put that on the land that we
own. It's a win-win for both sides.
Exactly.
You guys, that's what you're about, and that's what they're trying to prevent the nutrients from going into the river.
Yeah.
Wow. And this event, is it going to be inside and outside?
Yes, we are going to have, this year, I know for sure we'll have the hydroponic farm that's down on John Rhodes, Wickman Farms, is going to have kind of a farmer's market set up outside, out front of the church. And there's an electric vehicle club, Space Coast Electric Vehicle Club, that's going to be set up with, I think, 3 to 5 cars out there. And the people that are, you know, I'm sure very excited to explain to everybody how their cars work and how much money they save and things like that, how environmentally friendly they are. And then there's going to be some artists out there, I believe, in different booths, and a variety of other vendors are going to go outside if they have a tent and feel like they can stay somewhat cool and comfortable out there. But then inside...
I do have a fan if you'd like to borrow it.
Okay.
And it's a nice one.
Well, and last year it got to be kind of windy, so that became an issue.
Oh.
The tents were almost blowing over with the wind, but we'll see what the weather
turns out
to be this year.
As long as you don't get cancer from the wind, we're okay.
From the windmills, right. But like I said, most of the vendors will be inside in the sanctuary. We're going to have some in some other rooms throughout the building. All the speaking, the presentations will be in our chapel, which is kind of in the southwest corner of the building. And the kids' activities, the arts and crafts, will also be in kind of that southwest corner. We may end up, because we've had so many vendors contact us this year, we might have some vendors that are still going to be down in some of those classrooms just so that we can accommodate them if they are not able to be outside, out front, because there's limited space in the sanctuary.
I was just going to say, it sounds like next year you might have to get a different venue if you continue growing like this.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something out. But
and how much are
exciting.
The vendors, in case somebody wants to contact you for even for next year? Is it like $100 a table or something?
So far it's been $50 a table
for
vendors.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure that we got a lot of vendors there for people. So we weren't making it cost prohibitive. We want to support these other organizations and businesses in the area. Most of these are local businesses.
And your heart's in the right place because you really want to teach people about, like Ellen said, little changes. Because if you live in an apartment, and obviously you can't have a compost pile. Whereas if you have a backyard, you could put your banana peel and eggshells and whatever in there. But you could use a recyclable bottle.
Sure.
Reusable bottle in your apartment.
Absolutely.
You could pay attention to what kind of products you're buying and what's going down the sewer.
You could turn your lights off.
So it's tapered to that. It's different for everyone. Everyone could do their little bit to help the planet. And I know, like, whenever we have people on the show to talk to us about recycling or waste management or whether it's septic tank, whatever it is, I have been more conscious about the water when I take a shower now. Of course, my mother taught us that with 1 gallon of paint gallon, each child got a little gallon of water, and that was it. But, you know, before you would try to heat the water, and you would let it run. But now I don't do that.
Right. You know? I have a friend, actually, that puts a bucket in her shower. So when she does, because she still wants to heat up the water.
Right.
But when she does, she captures that water, and that's what she uses to water her plants.
How?
And I was like, that's just an easy thing.
That's
so
very
good. I do want to switch this to one thing, because you know I'm all about the food.
Yeah.
I'm all about the food.
Right.
So what kind of food vendors are you going to have? And is it from an earth-friendly standpoint?
Yeah, yeah. So the folks from Wickman Farms that are coming to do their farmer's market, I think, are also bringing some salads that'll be fresh made from the produce on the farm. And I was just there within the last week, I think. They've really turned that farm around. They've done a lot of work out there. They have a lot of different kinds of greens. They have peppers. They have broccoli and asparagus. I mean, they've got all kinds of vegetables now. They were kind of limited last year in what they had available because they were still kind of coming up what was the right planting schedule and stuff like that, but they're doing really good now. And so, you know, people should go check them out too. It's a self-pick type of place. You go get your own stuff. They're bringing salads. We're going to have people making vegan chili, which went so fast last year.
That was delicious.
That was really good.
So we're going to make a little extra of that this year, but we're expecting it to go pretty quickly again. And then we've got someone making Indian food. We're also approaching a Mediterranean place about having some Mediterranean food there as well. And there's going to be some of the vendors that are selling produce and other things like that too. So it's going to be a variety, and we're still getting people confirming whether they're coming or what they're bringing. Well, we hope people who tune into our show
and look at our Instagram and Facebook post and Twitter feed that they would support what you guys are doing on the 13th.
Absolutely.
Well, here's the thing. When I came last year, I was amazed at the property outside in the back of the church. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And people were sitting outside. They were sitting on the lawns. I mean, it's just a perfect place. And it does feel so calm.
Yeah.
You feel like you're sitting in a temple.
Well, and a new thing that we've just added since last year's Earth Day, we now have a labyrinth that's under the trees, kind of woven into the trees on the north side of the property, just outside of what is the sanctuary. So that's going to be there for people to walk on Earth Day as well. There's a little sign at the front of it that kind of explains it, and you can just walk the labyrinth under the shade of the trees. It'll be really nice and calm and relaxing.
Right.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I know. So Tom, so Jenny Batting is here. We're speaking about Earth Day. That's going to be on next week. Now, I noticed that this year you have it from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. How come you didn't extend it? Because people still loiter around till 5 o'clock still?
No, actually, what we found last year, and we're not sure if it was because of weather or something, but things kind of slowed down significantly around 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And some of the vendors were starting to pack up because they want, I think it was, there was some weather coming in. They were like, well, I'm going to get myself loaded up.
I hope it's not going to be like when you go to the dentist office. You have a toothache until the minute you get there. And when you sit down, it's gone, right? So I hope people don't start coming in at 2, 3 o'clock and then everybody's packing up to go.
Yeah.
That would, then you'll have to change it back to 4 because last day was until 4. Mm-hmm. I remember that. So give our listeners, again, the address and your website and phone number or whoever, or how they could contact you for both the hypnotherapy and for
and Earth Day. Yeah, so for Earth Day, it's at Unity of Melbourne, which is at 2401 North Harbor City Boulevard. That's US 1 for you locals. in Melbourne, 32935. That's just south of Lake Washington Road on US 1. And the big white building on the east side of US 1. The website for Earth Day is unityofmelbourne.com/earth-day-expo. And then in terms of contacting me about my business, it's jenny@epicrenewal.com is my email. The phone is 321-345-8971. And the website is either epicrenewal.com or hypnotherapybybyjenny.com.
So, you know, we still have some time, which thank you so much. That's a blessing in disguise of a few more minutes. I have a question. Unity of Melbourne. How did they come up with that name? Because, you know, so oftentimes people talk about peace, unity, prosperity, and all these great things. But when you look at it, it's so beautiful. Unity of Melbourne. It makes you feel like the name is truthful.
Yeah. And, well, it's part of an association of Unity churches. So it wasn't just the local people that came up with the name Unity of Melbourne. There's also a Unity of the Space Coast, which is up in Titusville. There's a Unity down in Stewart. So there are several Unity churches throughout Florida, throughout the Southeast, really throughout the whole country. And it's all of them have that same philosophy, that new thought, metaphysical approach to things, which is, you know, accepting of all. We're not trying to convert anyone. In fact, one of the things that we say often in our services is we welcome you to celebrate the God of your understanding. So you can remain in whatever religion you were brought up in, but still enjoy coming to hear the talks at Unity. We also do Facebook Live now with our services. So even if you can't make it there in person, check us out on Facebook. You know, go to the Unity of Melbourne Facebook page and look at some of our archived videos. It's our live services from the last, I don't know, half a year, I think.
And where do you get the people who present the talks? Do you have people just contact you all to say and say, well, I want to give, and then you have a board that decides?
Well, we do have a board. I've been on the board for 5 years now, and we just hired a new minister. So we've had a minister for 20 years, Reverend Beth Head, and then she wanted to retire. So we've hired a new minister now, Reverend Valerie Parson, who is just a bundle of dynamic energy, and she's really kicking things up a notch around the place. So she'll be there at Earth Day, and she's excited to meet everyone. She was hoping she could be here today to talk to you guys, but she couldn't make it. So
we'd love to have her on one day with you as well. I mean, absolutely. This is what our world need right now in order to become a kinder, gentler nation. We don't need to be a monk.
Right.
Although if you want to be a monk, you can. Right. But we need, this is what we need, is to spread the love and the hope and the joy and the prosperity to everyone. And it doesn't always have to be a materialistic wealth.
Right.
It can be just a wealth of your spiritual knowledge to take care of yourself. Because I notice, like being a long-term care nurse, I do notice that a lot of families, just to move away from the Earth Day a minute before we close, is that a lot of people are having difficulty forgiving each other. And I know you're all about peace and forgiveness, and we're having the Earth Day. But before we leave, can you leave our listeners with a little minute or so about how to move forward and forgive each other?
Wow, there are several ways, and there's no cookie cutter way that works for everybody. But that is definitely something that is an important aspect of the work I do with people with hypnosis. In an interactive session, what we need to do is kind of go into that inner child, potentially, that is still hurting from something that's happened in the past. The more you can find the root of where an unforgiveness started, the easier it is to be able to figure out how to release that and forgive. It's really like, you know, I tell people a lot, I use the metaphor of a hot air balloon. We can pump up a lot of positive things that we say to ourselves all the time. That's like the hot air that goes in that hot air balloon. But if we've got that unforgiveness going on, it's like the ropes or the anchors that are holding that balloon down. Doesn't matter how much hot air you pump in, it's not going to go where you want it to go. So you just have to find a way to understand everybody's different. Everybody's had their own perspective on life and what's happened to them and what's important to them. And you have to find a way to just forgive and see that it's a different perspective.
Release yourself, because when you release that negative energy, you're able to help yourself and not just stay positive, but it's better for your health and well-being as well. And you said something that usually you'll write something, say something to someone, tell us what you're grateful for. What are you appreciative for? So Ellen, we'll start with you today. What are you appreciative today about?
I am grateful for my family and the ability to be able to talk about things.
Pastor
and,
Paul,
and have a great
what about you?
Feedback.
What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family.
I'm also grateful for family and friends and the community at Unity. They feel like family.
Yeah, I'm grateful for family, but most important, I'm grateful to be in the United States, to be lucky enough to be able to be a naturalized citizen in this country, because it is the greatest gift that a person can have. And every day when I see what's happening all over the world, in Zimbabwe, in Bangladesh, in Trinidad, in
Mozambique,
everywhere, and right now Brunei, in the Middle East, I say, God, thank you.
Yes. All right, don't forget, April 13th, get to over to Earth Day. And, of course, Sita, another great show on here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll see you next week.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
And you're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, FM 94.7. You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI.